Shannon Doherty, the author of Badass, which is a kind of a lifestyle. The whole tough girl. A lot of people called Shando for advice over the years, and she decided she might as well get paid for it, for Christ's sake. Shannon?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Shannon?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right.
Badass, eh?
Badass, yeah. Badass. Badass and meaning, you know, a strong, confident person who has integrity and compassion. Badass is a good thing.
Yeah, we always thought you were, the rumor's always that, that's Shannon Doherty. She's trouble. She's really tough, and she can be a little strident. But, you know, I just want to tell you, we talked to Kevin Smith a lot, and I remember asking Kevin about, hey, how is Shannon to work with Mallrats, right?
Right.
Yeah, and you sound a little, gee, what did Kevin Smith say? Kevin loved you.
He said
you were great to work with.
Thank you. Yeah, Kevin is amazing. We got along really well. I mean, first off, let's talk about how talented he is. And we had a blast. Kevin makes his sets very, very, very fun.
But would you agree that you probably faced up to a lot of that, she's trouble kind of a thing?
Well, I mean, yeah, I might have deserved some of it too, but it's the difference of working with people like Kevin who really respect a woman who is smart and strong and confident and has ideas. And it doesn't mean that you don't listen to somebody else's ideas, because you have to in life, and you'll learn something if you actually do anyway. Kevin really, he likes that in women. I mean, his own wife is a really smart, strong, confident woman. So he's kind of like the perfect person for someone like me to work with.
I think, you know, a lot of times people get wrapped up in celebrities' love lives. If they're not going perfectly smoothly, they think it somehow reflects on the person, how stable they are. And we did hear one thing, and if this is true, it would absolutely blow my mind. But I swear to you, Shannon, we actually heard this rumor that you you tried to get your ex-fiance or something sodomized on his front lawn. did you hear that rumor?
I did hear that rumor. You know what my reaction was? I was like, wow, that's brilliant. I was just like, I mean, first off, he was, you know, not a good guy.
That'd be pretty humiliating.
But I thought that's amazing, and what a rumor to be out there.
It's like, a huge rumor. I mean, it's funny.
What did I do? Did I go around asking people if they would go sodomize my ex-boyfriend on?
I guess
it's like, how do you even set that up?
I guess you pay someone. It's funny, every time your name comes up, it's always like, oh, Shannon Doherty, yeah. Didn't she, was there something about sodomizing on the front line? It's almost like Richard Gere and the gerbil thing. There's those rumors that haunt everybody. Rod Stewart.
Urban myths, I think.
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
Yeah, that was a big one.
And all that, you know, there's things people attach to people. For you, it's that sodomizing thing.
Well, what a fabulous thing to be a part of.
Yeah, I know. Must be a drag.
But, you know, the nice thing about
automatic.
It is,
it's like a flashcard. Shannon Doherty sodomizing.
But it doesn't have Shannon as the player. It sort of has her as the Wizard of Oz behind the scenes, just pulling the strings out in Hollywood. So it could be worse.
Wow. Well, you got a lot of coverage though back in the day for being the actual badass and running around out of control and all that stuff. And now everything is, of course, altogether different. And I see you've got some words for Lindsay Lohan too, who is sort of the constant trouble, in and out of rehab forever kind of girl. What do you make of that with Lindsay Lohan?
I feel really bad for Lindsay, and I personally think that it's people have given it way too much attention at this point. It's enough. It's time to stop and let her fall down and make her mistakes with a little bit of privacy, and those are her issues. Like, you know, whatever she's got going on, I certainly can't comment on it because I would hate someone else commenting on my issues. She just needs some privacy at this point.
Living Life with Style and Attitude by Shannon Doherty. Badass is the name of the book. And Shannon, I have to say, I'm so disappointed. I was absolutely certain by now that you and Luke Perry would finally be together. I don't know. It just seemed like you guys never were. You a couple off screen? I'm trying to remember.
No.
You
never.
Weren't. Okay. I still thought that was going to happen. I was positive it was going to happen.
No, absolutely. No. Nope.
Did you like him? Could it have happened?
I mean, I I never liked him in that way. I thought he was
what?
A great guy.
He's so hot.
Just not my type.
What's your type? Tougher, more badass?
Yeah, you know, I like a man with a little bit more meat on their bones. I'm not into really skinny men.
Is he a little soft?
No, I'm not getting into that. But, you know.
More ways than one.
What's his personality?
You know, 6 feet, 6'1", and you know, and some meat on their bones. And,
okay.
And so yeah, that he was never my type. That was never going to happen. But he was super nice guy, great to work with.
Was he hot for you?
No, God no.
No? Oh, what do you mean, God no?
God no, no. There was.
Of course he was.
There was none of that. All right, moving on. This is getting boring subject. Come on.
No, it's not boring at all.
How about some of the things that you put on your book? One of the things, and I don't know. I'm a little reluctant to try this, I suppose, but with the idea if you get a speeding ticket to have a claim of urgent diarrhea.
That seems like it would work. I think that would work for a girl.
For a girl, certainly. I can't imagine saying that, but I'm guessing that's road tested. You've tried that.
I have tried it. It did, in fact, work.
Nice job.
Did they take you to the nearest McDonald's with the blue lights on?
You know what? They just kind of let me go, and I drove my butt straight home.
hey Shannon, you do reference something about the you know, if you're suspicious of your boyfriend, girlfriend, what have you, that maybe stalking's not such a bad idea, at least just to see what they're up to.
Well, I believe in being proactive. So if somebody tells you that they're going to be somewhere and you've got this gut feeling that they're not going to be there,
you're probably right.
You know, why? You're probably right. So why sit at home stressing about it? Grab a friend who is a calming influence, who will prevent you from jumping out of the car and making a scene, and who encourages you to keep your integrity and dignity. But yeah, do a drive-by. If they're not there, then you know to have a conversation with the person. If they are there, then I'm very, very, you know, avid about saying it's enough. Okay, they've proven themselves to be trustworthy. If you can't trust them, then you have to look within yourself and not continue stalking them.
Well, and haven't you?
Don't you think people have done that too? Hasn't everybody checked on someone at some point?
I think almost every girl has done it, and I know a ton of guys who have done it.
Yeah, and then they find out the truth, and then go berserk. I read too, though. I thought that that chapter, because people just are so absurdly sensitive that you're getting a little bit of turbulence for stalking. What do you mean stalk? And so you have to kind of throttle it back with drive by. I mean stalk. I mean, what's the big deal in the terminology? You're just trying to make a point.
Well, because I think stalking, people instantly think of Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction.
I suppose, yeah.
Or Adam Sandler and Shannon Doherty. Wasn't Adam Sandler kind of stalking you? Remember the Shannon Show, that whole thing?
The Denise Show.
Yeah, that's right. Were you the host that week?
Pardon?
Were you hosting the show that week?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
I hosted, and he created. That was like the first time the skit was ever on, and then it just kept going on and on and on. The Denise Show.
Oh yeah. God, that was very funny.
No. Well, I think people have to be prepared though. If they're going to do that, do the drive-bys and all that, you have to be ready for the fact that you're going to find what you're so afraid that you'll find. And
right.
Kind of have a game plan as opposed to flipping out.
It's why you can never go by yourself. You know, it's why you have to go with that really sensible friend. And I also encourage, you know, you don't want to embarrass yourself just because maybe the other person embarrasses themselves by turning out to be not trustworthy. Doesn't mean that you should lose your dignity and your integrity.
Right.
Hey, Shannon,
flip out. Yeah.
I'm pretty laid back. If you ever want to go stalking, please call me. I'd love to go stalking with you.
It's fun. It's mainly, you know, you read magazines, you eat bad, you know, junk food. It can be fun.
Like the detectives, the Chinese food, right? And
That's right.
While you wait, yeah.
Well, good luck with Badass Shannon, and I hope we see you out and about in lots of projects in the near future.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.
See you, Shannon.
Bye.
Bye.